Would you continue to sleep with someone after you found out they had a significant other? I wonder what your answer is. This is Lady Jig of Love Exchange, and thank you for tuning in to another episode. Woo, woo, woo! I just had a massage, so I feel good. I feel good. Yeah. Nice and relaxing. Everyone should at least get a massage once a month. Seriously. Self-care, everyone. Self-care. All right, now on to this topic of, would you continue to sleep with someone after you found out they have a significant other? Now, I asked people to explain their answers, right? It's not just a simple yes or no. I mean, yeah, they could have said yes or no, but even if I didn't say, please explain, I feel like people will explain anyway. Okay, now before I get into people's answers, I do want to talk about how this question developed in my brain. What happened was I was out on a date with someone that I met through Hinge, and this was our third date. So it was going pretty well. I thought he liked me. I liked him. It was great. What name should I give this guy? What name should I give this guy? I want to say Henry. Let's do Henry. Yeah. For the sake of the storytelling, I'm going to call him Henry. So let's see. Henry. Oh, this is what happened. We were eating at a restaurant, and I don't know how our conversation wound up about, you know, like a previous lover, or I don't know what happened. Anyway, he had shared that he was sleeping with this woman for a few times, and then she said that, hey, I have a boyfriend. And my reaction was, okay, so what happened? Did you continue to sleep with her? And he goes, yeah, not my problem. I was like, excuse me. Like in my head, I didn't say excuse me, but I kind of reacted like shocked. I was surprised, but I didn't express it. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're just thinking these thoughts, but you don't say it out loud, which I don't know why, because I'm usually opinionated. But there are times when when I hide my feelings or my thoughts to myself. And so my response was like, wow, really? And he said that the woman's was basically saying, well, he doesn't go down on me.
Wow.
So, okay. Like, I don't know. That's not a good reason to cheat, honestly, to me. I don't think there's... now, that's a good question, huh? Is there really a good reason to cheat? That's another topic. Oh, damn. Anyway, I just thought about that. Shit. I don't know. Yeah. Is this the DJ Khaled's answer? Do you guys know about DJ Khaled? How
he don't go down on his woman because he's the king? He's like, oh my fucking gosh.
I hope the wife of DJ Khaled has someone on the side. Like, I hope, okay? I hope that's an agreement. I hope that's a contract signed and sealed and everything. Because, guys. I told you, 70% women do not come through penetration. All right. Y'all need to be creative down there. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yes. This topic on would you continue to sleep with someone that has another person or a significant other, rather. Yeah, that was her response to him. And so he felt like, okay, well, whatever. It's not my problem. You know, some people don't give a shit about others and their situation. They don't, right? They don't give a shit. And because of his answer, you know, I begin to question I begin to question whether I wanted to see him. It's not just that, but because of another, you know, something else prior to that. But, you know, all these little bits and pieces started to come together when I say bits and pieces, these are the bits and pieces becoming into one whole thing that I don't like about him. If that makes sense. Like, it was all those things that I didn't like about him was becoming its own entity. As you date, as you get to know people, you're going to start realizing you have certain deal breakers and certain personality traits that you rather be with than not, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, so that's what Henry told me. And I was just kind of turned off by that because he's kind of like, it's different. Honestly, if he said no, I had to stop it because it's just, it's, I can't, you know, I'm like, okay, I get that. I understand that. But when someone says, I don't give a fuck, you know, oh, well, that's not my issue. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't agree with it. Maybe some other people do or have another take on it. That whole thing, that moment right there was the inspiration of my question, of the topic in this episode. Because, yeah, would people, because for me, it's automatic no. It is. It is an automatic no. You know, at first I thought, well, okay, here's my thought process. This is my answer, Lady Jig's answers. My first answer was no. Because even though, you know, let's just say the relationship was going to shits and I had nothing to do with it, and this guy was like, fuck it, I'm fucking around, and I was the one that he decided to do that, I still don't want to be involved in any way or form at all. As my friend said, his name is Hendrix. He says that he doesn't want to be caught in the crossfire. And I am the same way. Even though I didn't start the war, I do not want to be part of any battles, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Because suppose she finds out about me and then she sees me, she get all crazy. And okay, and then there you go. That's subtract of Lady Jig in this world. Lady Jig is out of this world because somebody killed me. And it's that woman, the other woman. Or not the other woman. I am the other woman. It's just that that woman killed me because she found out I slept with this man, even though they're going to the shits and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I don't want to get involved in that, right? No. Even if it's for sex only, even if it's just for sex only, I would not continue to sleep with this person. Now, if they're polyamorous, even then, see, here's the thing, like, if this person had to be upfront with me, you know, they need to be honest to allow me to make a clear decision. If they go, hey, Lady Jig, before we do this, letting you know I got a girlfriend, right? Now, I most likely I'll probably say no, but you need to give the other person the right to know that you're still with somebody. That's just, you know, and it's not just about, okay, if your morals are not like, oh no, I can't because it's my morals. If you don't have that kind of mentality, but if it's more so, think about more of like protection. Honestly, first of all, you don't know what she got. You don't know what he got. And it's just like, nah, dude, nah. That's just me. That is Lady Jig's answer. I think with another, I had a conversation with a friend on this and I did say something like, well, if it's going to shit, I don't give it. Damn, right? That was one of my answers. But I think I was kind of horny when I said that. So anyway, but I'm not horny now. I'm being really rational and sober. So there you go. No for Lady Jig. Okay, all those things that you just heard, I recorded a few days ago, and now I'm back to finally recording the rest of this episode, and I'm also cold. I'm tired of the cold. I want to get into spring and thaw my ass off. I just needed to vent about this cold. I know everywhere else in the United States, it's super cold. It's one digit in the negatives. And I'm here in LA with a double digit, like maybe 56 degrees. I was originally from NorCal. It's 10 degrees colder there. So you think, Lady Jing, you should have a thicker skin. No, I do not have a thick skin. I'm still cold, okay? I'm wearing a beanie and a scarf and like four layers in my own home. And I don't always want to leave the heater on because I don't want to pay extremely high bills. Anyway, thank you for letting me complain. Thank you. But on to the show, finally. On to the episode. Now, before I go ahead and read out people's answers, just letting you know, all of these names have been changed to protect my friends and family. Okay, so don't assume it's like, oh my God, I know this person. Most likely you don't, or maybe you do. Fuck, I don't know. All right, the first set of answers are the no-nos. So let's hear what these people have to say. First one is from Ellie. No, I'm not okay with taking an active part in ruining someone's relationship. Gotcha. Another one is by Robbie. He says, no, I wouldn't. I'm big on karma. Plus, it just wouldn't feel right because I'll be extremely bothered if my lady was stepping out on me. So I wouldn't feel right to be part of doing that to another person.
That's actually how I feel as well. I wouldn't want to be cheated on. I got cheated on when I was younger after high school. And it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling at all. As much as the other person wasn't involved in my relationship with then boyfriend, I wouldn't want to be part of the crossfire, as I'd mentioned earlier. I just don't feel good.
Next one is by Mugen, and he says, my constitution on that is rather simple and straightforward. I would definitely not continue because, one, they've been lying to me. Two, I wouldn't want to be done like that personally. And three, if they can lie to me and the other person like that, how far can their lies go, right? It's one thing when I get totally mad and turned off by said cheater and just ghost them indefinitely. And then to willfully continue such a preposterous sexcapade is beyond my moral compass. If I can continue, then it would mean I'm officially a fucking duplicitous little trifling ass scoundrel. Pretty rough there. Pretty rough there, Mugen. But I get what you mean. I get what you mean. Thank you for sharing that. Next one is Allie. She says, no, doesn't align with my personal ethics and respect for those in monogamous relationships. Day also says something similar. He says, no, I would not because I simply do not want to be fucking someone else's woman. And besides, if they lied about having a significant other, then their integrity is compromised and the truth no longer exists.
So in response to Day's answer, I agree, right? Even if I were to just sleep with them and it's just about sex, I wish they told me up front to give me that decision to choose whether I want to continue to sleep with them, right? Again, it's just like, how honest are they? It's one thing if before we got things going on, they were like, hey, I have a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend. Okay, well, that's good to know. Now let me decide, right? I think that's only fair.
Okay, next one is Alicia. And I did laugh out loud when I heard this. She goes, nah, don't want to have her bits and my bits mixing on his bits. No, thank you. Yeah, I agree. I really agree on that one. I don't want to imagine bits mixing up with bits. It's like milk and orange juice, I think. I don't know why I thought of that, but those are two things you don't want mixed together, really. Eh. So MC says, but my answer would be no, because it's fucked up to their significant other and the whole, quote, once a cheater, always a cheater, quote, logic likely applies as well. They'll probably wind up cheating on you as well. But at the end of the day, it's contextual to the person. Some people might be okay with it if it's purely a sexual relationship. Won't do it. Not my style.
I talked about this in a previous episode in regards to having a particular mentality when it comes to having purely a sexual relationship with someone. I think someone really needs to prepare themselves before they do it, really kind of be like, I do like sex, I don't like the relationship, but I am trying not to have feelings for anyone. And then move forward to find someone that can be their friends with benefits person. It's really hard sometimes. And I was talking to someone, and she's a woman. She's like saying, you know, I think the likely chance for a woman than a guy to develop feelings first is higher towards, you know, the person they're having sex with. So I think that's the struggle there with purely sexual relationships. They can go wrong in a sense that you'll start developing feelings and that will complicate things. Now, in a mature way, even though it's purely sexual, I would like to think people communicate like, hey, you know, I love having sex with you, but I'm starting to like you a lot, right? And hopefully the other person is honest as well, doesn't mislead them. And if it turns out they don't like them back like that, just say so. Hey, you know, I'm flattered, but I don't feel the same way. Now, obviously, it's up to that person who received that comment or whatever, that loving, I don't know what to say, but it's up to them if they want to see them some more because it could complicate things. I would stop because it just would fuck people over, will fuck the person over who likes that person. Does that make sense? Because they might develop even stronger feelings, might even get jealous if that other person starts dating, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. So for those who are just doing it purely of sex, just, you know, just be mindful of how you start feeling towards that person. Next one is from Armando. Similar to Robbie's answer earlier, he says, no, due to the fact that I do not like sharing my partner, and if I were the boyfriend in the original relationship, I would not be comfortable with my partner engaging in any external romantic affairs. So out of respect of the original partner and my own standards, I would not continue the affair. I like how people are responding to this question. Like, they're people are super articulate, really honest and raw. And this answer by Armando in particular, I like how he goes, external romantic affairs. I love that. I love the external part of it. I haven't heard it like that before, but I get it. So thank you for that, Armando. All right, the next one is from Marley. It's long, but it's a good answer. He goes, leaning towards no. Man, I don't know. If I understand correctly, then the question is, would I be okay to be the side person? And honestly, I'm not sure. It depends on how into the person I am. I mean, if this was just a one-night stand, then no. One-night stands sully the meaning of sex. And I'm the type of person that only has sex with someone I care about. Why would I be okay with being the side person? I couldn't answer that because I really don't know. And I've been in this situation before where I've fallen for a girl with a boyfriend. I've also been the side person a few times. Why did I do it? Because I fell for those people despite them being with someone else. They made me feel certain ways and made me happy despite not being able to just be the only one. Did I feel used? Of course I did, but my feelings overpowered all the negative shit. How does this all tie into sex? Because you're probably wondering why I'm describing a whole relationship instead of just the sex part. Well, that's simple, because I won't have sex with a person if I don't feel the feelings aren't there. All right, so I would love to respond to Marley because I think there's a lot of things that he's sharing here that's pretty deep and meaningful to him. So the way the original question, right, is would you continue to sleep with someone after you found out if they have a significant other? In other words, and in his own words, he also interprets that question as, would I be okay to be the side person, right? Because obviously, if you continue to sleep with this person and they have a boyfriend, girlfriend, you're not really their main squeeze in that sense, right? Like, yeah, you're fucking that person in the side, right? And you may not even see that person all the time. It could be once a week, could be once a month. I don't know what the arrangement is. But to him, he only has sex with people he cares about. So that's what he's trying to say, that even though that my question is referring to just the sex, he wouldn't be able to do it unless he care about this person. Now, and he also talks about in past relationship, quote unquote relationships. And when I say relationship, not necessarily in a boyfriend, girlfriend sense, but in a sense that like he kind of was always been the side, you know, and he didn't like it. But he continued to do it because he had somewhat of like strong feelings for that person, regardless of where that, you know, woman was in her relationship with someone else. So thank you, Marley, for sharing a lot of that. And that's why my guests here are anonymous, right? Because I want to keep them safe, but I also want to share other people's experiences to the world. So that way, you know, you don't feel so alone, right? Life is so complicated, right? As we know, life is complicated in different aspects. And as you can see, especially in love and fucking. So you know what I mean? We are as one and united when it comes to these struggles.
Next one is from Perry Winkle, and he goes, regardless of what the relationship was priorly, based on terms of seeing each other or other people, the fact that this person lied about being with someone shows they're not honest, which is no way to begin any relationship, no matter what the framework or type it is.
Okay, so I totally agree. And we started having, because this was through texting, and we started having somewhat of a conversation in regards to this, and we were both in agreement, right? Because no matter what relationship you're fostering with anybody, right? And I've said this so many times in previous episodes, whether it be a friendship, a relationship with your parents, a girlfriend, or even your lover, or even your teachers and shit, right? It's always good to have honest communication all the time. I feel like that is the key to a strong foundation of any relationship, is to use that as a way to make it strong, make your relationship strong. Now, this goes for the same for someone who you're just sleeping around with. You still gotta be honest. You still gotta be honest and respectful of the person and their time, okay? Now, I wanna share a little bit of my experience when I first started with this whole online dating and semi kinda messing around with people, et cetera, et cetera. There was this guy that I started messing around with, and he would just message me if, like, he wanted to just fuck around, right? And if I wanted to see him, he would, like, I would respond to him, actually. And then it would take him forever to respond to me. When it was the other way around and I wanted to see him, not necessarily just for sex, but just to hang out, he wouldn't respond to me. And I, you know, finally when we actually met and talked, I was like, look, I get where we are. We're not in a relationship, but you still need to communicate. Right. But he did say something like, well, you know, we're not like in a relationship. You're right. But you still have to communicate to me, because that's just rude. That's disrespectful. And that's my time. And I think he understood what I meant. He was like, yeah, you're right. Right. You just got to respond still. I don't give a shit if you can't make it. Just say, hey, can't. That's it. Okay. Don't expect me to respond to you then. You know what I'm saying? You're creating this type of space where I can also be disrespectful to you by not responding. I'm just saying. So yeah, it's also like honesty, communication, respect, along with all that stuff. So anyway, no matter what, guys, no matter what the relationship is, honest communication is important.
So the next answer is actually a recorded one with my friend Leandro. We were driving and I just straight up said, hey, answer this question, is for my podcast. So here it goes.
And my podcast question of this time around is, would you continue to sleep with someone after you found out that they have a significant other, like a boyfriend, husband, wife? So yeah, what's your answer? Would you continue to sleep with them even though you know they're married or have a boyfriend?
If I found out?
Yeah, if you found out after the fact. Like, you already slept with them once.
Once, huh?
Yeah. Or, I don't know, twice or whatever, but then you learned about it, the relationship, after.
I would stop seeing them.
You would? Okay. Why?
Because it would go against, like, my morals. Mm-hmm. Because I guess I always like to see myself in other people's shoes. Mm-hmm. And so if that were the case with me, now we're on the other end of it.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't be so fucking happy.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, I think it's more of just like a form of integrity, mm-hmm, that I would follow.
Okay, cool. Because I've asked a lot of people, and some of them go, well, if they first told me I'm in an open relationship, then yes, I would continue. That's what would some people say. Would you be okay with that if you found out later, like, oh, actually, we're in an open relationship, so it's okay?
I don't know. I mean, the open relationship thing kind of bothers me, too.
Okay.
Because it's more like, lying to yourself. Mm-hmm.
Or so like, it's just about sex. It's not about, oh, I want to be in a relationship with this,
right,
woman.
I mean, I guess I have to, like, really know the terms behind what this open relationship is really about.
Okay, for them.
Because if they're married, but it's like an open thing.
Yeah.
To me, that seems kind of strange. I'm not sure if I'd be one to be involved in something like that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Cool. Thank you for your answer. I like different voices in my podcast, not just me talking. So, thank you.
Thank you, Leandro, for answering my question on the spot. Well, actually, I did ask you beforehand, so it's not quite a surprise for you to just, for me just asking you that question. But anyway, something that stuck out with his answer was about if it was an open relationship, what are the terms in that relationship? And yes, he did said something about in regards to whether they're married or not. But it's not just that, right? It's really about what is the agreement between the two people, whether they're married or not, right? In any case, it's an open relationship. Open relationship can be defined by a lot of things for between two people or more. It could be like, we are in a committed relationship and it's okay for us to date people but not have sex. Or maybe we can have sex with other people or et cetera, et cetera. I really don't know the guidelines. I just feel like there's a lot more communication, a lot of more coordination for sure. But we will touch upon on open relationships in regards to people's answers, especially for those who said yes. But we're not there yet. We're still in the no's. Stay tuned. Okay, next one is Mason. He goes, I would not, because that would cause a series of problems down the line. There are many factors that come into play, but if it's that basic scenario, I stick to my first answer. My response is protect yourself before you wreck yourself, right? Now, yeah, shit can get complicated. Even though if you're just having sex with this person, you never know. It could develop feelings could happen, the other person finds out and you get murdered or dismembered by them. No, I don't think anyone wants that, so it's not worth the sex. I don't care how amazing the sex is. As you heard, those answers were no. The next ones are a mixed bag of no's and yeses from each person. What's behind their thought process? All right, the first one in this bunch is by Ennis. He says, I would be open to continue to sleep with the woman if she was already in an open relationship. But I'll rather much prefer to learn this fact earlier than later. For a woman that's in a monogamous relationship, I found out later it's always a no.
Ooh, Ennis, sounds like you got into some serious shit because of the fact you said you found out later. I kind of want to hear that story. So maybe I'll message you again and give me more details on what happened. But yeah, so again, not again, but open relationship. That's an interesting concept. Polyamory, that's kind of interesting because it's not the traditional sense of what we think about when it comes to relationships. But for Ennis, if the woman is in a monogamous relationship, that's a no for him, automatic no. However, if the woman is in an open relationship, he would be okay with continuing to sleep with her. So, okay, got it.
Now, Ethan is leaning towards of a no. He says, absolutely no way. If they have been upfront with me about the fact they are polyamorous and had an open relationship, it would be different. But if they made an effort to hide it or not tell me about their already existing significant other, then that's a gigantic red flag.
All right, you guys, you see how communication makes a world of a difference for Ethan here? Because it sounds like to him, if this person made an effort to keep whatever he or she has with another person hidden or keep it away from him as much as possible, then that's a red flag, right? Like those types of things, secrets, like big secrets like that is like really something to watch out for, especially when it comes to another partner, right? It's one thing if, like, I have a mole in my butt, you know, I don't know, something crazy like that. But there are certain things that you need to divulge to another person before you become sexually active with someone, as well as if you are dating for, you know, to possibly marry someone, right? So, you know, for Ethan, it seems that, like, if this person was upfront, at least he has the opportunity to decide with all the facts given to him, right? So you see what I'm talking about? Communication is key here, guys. Communication is key.
Now for Tyrell, he says, I would and I have before. It's none of my business whether or not an intimate partner is romantically involved with someone else, assuming we are not in a dedicated monogamous relationship. However, if that person's partner is a good friend of mine, I wouldn't do it. I get what you're saying, Tyrell. Especially if you're not in a monogamous relationship, I can understand why you feel that you respect their space. And that's your decision, and that's fine. You know, when it comes to all these decisions, whether it's a yes or no, it's really making sure you're okay with it, right? And not just doing it to appease someone else, or, you know, because you're having great sex that you're trying to make yourself okay with it. So as long as, you know, for example, Thomas, he seems to be fine with all of that, then that's okay. I think that's something really we have to figure that out when it comes to these things. What also stood out about his answer is in regards to if it was a good friend. And I can understand that, because when you're friends with someone and you do start messing around with them, it could possibly go wrong and possibly not. I know someone who has or had sex with people who were good or are good friends or became good friends after the fact. It worked out because they communicated and they were really mature about it. And it's not to say if it doesn't work out, you have to be friends, and it doesn't mean you're mature. But it's all about what you want and what you can take, and communicating that. And I think for Tyrell, he realizes, well, you know, if it's a good friend, I wouldn't do it. Like, he knows his boundaries. And that's, I think, what we got to recognize when it comes to having just a sexual partner, is knowing our boundaries and whether we're comfortable to have sex with our friend, and knowing the possible consequences if we do, meaning we might lose their friendship, right? All right, so the next one is from Jai, and she says, I did stay with someone after finding out they were separated from their wife, but lied to me when I asked them about it. Had I known beforehand, I wouldn't have.
I think this answer is more of a no, right? Because if she had known that this guy was just separated, not exactly divorced from his wife, she wouldn't have continue to sleep with him, although she did for this circumstance, because, you know, whatever, you start fucking around and you might like it, and you're like, what the heck, why the hell not, right? But yeah, so that's kind of interesting to think about, right? Because they're separated. Now, for some people, they might be like, well, y'all separated, so I guess that's it, we can fuck around. Or for some, it may not be as clear cut, and it's like, I don't know if I should sleep with this person still. That's kind of interesting. That's like another category to this subject matter, if you think about it, right? Because sometimes when people think of separation, it's like maybe the step to the divorce, like the appetizer to the meal of it all, right? Like, you are getting to that point. Maybe some people see a separation as, okay, let's still see what we got before we officially divorce. So it all depends, right, where that person was. Like, is this to the direction of actually getting a divorce? Or was this a break? But I don't know. Based on this, it seems like it was a separation, like the marriage was going to end. So that's Jai's take. But what do you guys think? If you found out if a couple or a woman or a man were separated, but they're not exactly divorced, would you continue to sleep with them? What do you guys think?
The next answer is from Sean, and he says, it depends on your comfortability with being a side piece. Why not? Their partner handles all the emotional, non-sexual tension anyway.
Dang, Sean, this is one of those I don't give a fuck answers, right? Because he doesn't care what's happening between the couple, and he's like compartmentalizing this whole thing, right? Like, fine, I'll handle the sex, and your partner will handle all the draining emotional crap that I don't want to go through anyway. So it's a win-win, right? I think it sounds like a win-win for everyone. But this is one way to look at things. So kudos, sir. Kudos.
Junio's answer is, I guess it depends if they are in an open relationship or not, but then it would only be sex for me. No feelings. Easier said than done, my friend. But who knows? Maybe you're an expert in this, because
I realize I can't do the whole, you know, I take it back. I can't do the whole sex thing without feelings. Yeah, I've done it. I've done it. And sometimes I still... Anyway, this is not about me. Sheesh, guys. Mind your own business.
Now, the next answer is from Hewitt from New York. And, you know, his answer, I think, is more a no, but there's a yes element to it as well. And he says, personally, I wouldn't unless it was explicitly clear that the relationship is on the outs. I'd still feel bad, and it would take an exceptional individual to get me to go along with it.
So basically what Hewitt is saying, like, you gotta be the shit for him to continue to fuck you, even though you're with somebody. But generally, he wouldn't do it. that's what he's saying. So, okay, I can see that, you know, because suppose you meet, like, the most awesome person ever, you know, and they're in a shitty relationship, and here you are, giving them not only some loving, you're giving them some attention. Maybe that's different. Maybe you'll be the one to rescue them from that dying relationship. Okay, anyway, am I glorifying you guys or glorifying the people who decide to go with the yeses in this question? Maybe.
All right, last but not least is Turner, all the way from New Zealand. Thank you for messaging your answer here. He says, yeah, sleeping is completely a different thing from loving someone. You get possessive if you love someone, but not with someone you just sleep with for pleasure. I wouldn't be in a relationship if she loved some other guy as well.
All right, let me think about this one. He's basically saying that if you're just sleeping with someone, you're not going to be as possessive than compared to someone you're in love with or you do love. You know what? I don't know about that. I think that if you have a regular sleeping buddy, people can get a little bit possessive. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like the regular person that they see. I won't be surprised if there are people who feel like, well, he's my sleeping buddy. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say that as a black and white answer that, like, you won't get possessive. There's room for always of being possessive of something. I mean, hell, we get obsessive over things, for crying out loud, right? Like, when we were kids and we had our favorite toy, and then when another kid grabbed that toy to want to play with it, we're like, no, give it back. You know, we just, like, we are, like, possessive human beings, right? And it takes time for us to kind of let go of things, to recognize, like, hey, being possessive like that, it's not healthy. So yeah, but I think people can still get possessive with people that you're just sleeping with, for sure. Yeah, of course. It's like property almost. I know that might seem a little bit dirty and not a nice thing to say, but come on, think about it. Like, if you're seeing someone regularly, you can't help but be like, oh, this is my piece of meat. Yeah, y'all are meat to me. Meat, 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 meat.
All right, guys. I lied earlier. That wasn't the last one. This one is the last one. It is from one of my old friends, and his name is Giannis. And he says, no, unless it was a confirmed open poly situation. So there's a reason why I put it under the yes, because it's no, but then, hey, open poly, here I come, right? So my follow-up question to him was, well, suppose it's not a poly relationship, right? That this person is actually cheating on their partner. And Giannis says, no, but I wouldn't judge, right? Every situation is different. Now, the question to ask, would you do it once in the moment, even after you knew, but also knowing that it would just be that once? Okay. Giannis, being clever as he is, try to, you know, put it on me as well. And that's fine. I actually like to have conversations like this where they turn it around on me. And let me see, what did I say originally? I said, I think it depends how I felt about this person. If it was just for sex or his relationship was going to the shits already, then I probably still have sex with them. You know, I take that back, everyone. I probably won't. Because the guy could be lying to me that's in the shits, for all I know. And even if it is, I don't want to be murdered by his ex. And I probably answered this way at that time because I was probably horny. And I'm not at the moment. So that's why I'm thinking with a clear head at this point.
He agreed. And I also says, but if I actually liked him and wanted a relationship, I would definitely break it off. Definitely. Because there's no point of developing feelings for someone who is still with a girlfriend or wife or whatever the fuck, you know, he's with, right? There's no point. That's a waste of time. And Yana says, on the flip side, I wouldn't want to be an emotional crutch for someone who isn't ready to leave a relationship, right? And I go, unless it's just sex, right? So, you know, again, it's not like a black and white answer for a lot of people. For the yes and no, some are like, well, it depends, right? You know, anything to get some sex, you know, I'm just playing. I don't want to diss the people that are saying yes to this answer. As long as you're okay with the answer and you're comfortable with whatever the consequences may be, then hey, go forth, my friend, go forth and fuck that person. All right, that is it. I've gone through every answer that was submitted to this question. I do have a few favorites that at least stood out. For example, like Robbie's. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he does say, I'd be extremely bothered if my lady was stepping out on me. So I wouldn't feel right to be a part of doing that to another person. I also like Alicia's, and her answer was, I don't want my lady bits to mix with another woman's lady bits. So honestly, those two questions are, apologize, not questions, answers sum up how I feel. Like I wouldn't want someone doing that to me. So therefore I don't want to play that role as well. And you know what? Just keeping it real. Like Alicia's saying, I don't want my shit mixing with somebody else's vagina bits. And then my other favorite is by Sean that says, why not? Their partner handles all the emotional, non-sexual tension anyway. Okay, love that answer because it's kind of very honest. Like, well, I'm enjoying the sex. Who gives a shit about the emotions? But yeah, those are the favorites. All right, guys, let's just slow it down. Let's just enjoy the beat, the music. Just humming along in your ears. I want to go over some tips that I have in mind. Now, some of you guys decide to continue, or let's just say you continue to see this person, regardless of what they told you, regardless that they say, I have a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend, you still considered seeing them. Now, that is, right, if you... Again, this is for those people that are still considering and continuing to sleep with this person. Now, I want you to take this advice or, you know, actually, yeah, obviously I want you to, but you don't have to. Do what feels right. Do this to protect yourself. So number one, ask questions. If she goes, you know, I have a boyfriend, take the time to think about it. Take a deep breath. And then ask questions. Understand her or his relationship with the significant other, right? Is it on the outs? Is it in decline, right? Or are they married? Are they happily, quote unquote, happily married couple? And she's just cheating. Are you okay with that? That's what you have to ask yourself. Is it an open relationship? If so, what are their agreements, right? I have never been in an open relationship, so I can't really speak of my experience or any experience whatsoever, but I would like to think there's different types of agreements out there. And it could be, there might be people that like don't want to, they can go out, maybe there is sex, maybe there isn't. I don't really know what the agreements are, but you have to understand those. I think it's important. Another thing, ask her if she's sleeping with anyone, he or she is sleeping with anyone else besides you. Now, because, right, if she's saying she's in an open relationship, then
there's a possibility she could be sleeping with other people and not just you and her boo or his or her boo. And if she is, how many people is she sleeping with or he or she sleeping with? And will this person tell the truth? Right? Because if they already lied to you about having a significant other in the first place, who knows what else they'll be saying to you to keep you, right? Now, that's what a lot of my contributors here of this episode were saying, right? Like, how can her his or her integrity has been already, you know, broken because of the fact they lied in the first place. So be aware of that. And if you, again, if you continue, be aware of possible consequences, okay? And these could, I'm not talking about physical consequences, meaning like if the current partner finds out and they go out looking for you, wanting to kill you or threaten you or whatever it may be. I'm not just talking about that. I'm also talking about yourself and your, let's just say you might start liking this person, right? Your feelings basically are going to be threatened in a sense, right? Maybe right now is all about the sex, but suppose you start developing feelings and then what, right? And also think about like how you guys met or why did you guys meet? For you, did you wanted to date this person or was it just sex, right? Because if from the get-go it was to date, I honestly think you shouldn't continue to be or to be sleeping with this person. It's just going to hurt you in the end if you have harder feelings for them. And last but not least, make sure that you're absolutely fine with your decision to see them. Meaning, don't have doubts. Don't have any doubts. If you have doubts, that in itself is a good indicator that you should walk away from it. Really, like you should be 100%. Well, I can do it. Fuck it. We're gonna have sex. That's it. You know, you're already with somebody. I'm not gonna date you anymore. We're just gonna have sex, and that is it. So, but yeah, those are the tips from yours truly, Lady Jig. And before I end this episode, I do want to say thank you to Ellie, Ennis, Robbie, Ethan, Tyrell, Jai, Mugen, Ali, Day, Sean, Junio, Hewitt, Alicia, MC, Turner, Armando, Marley, Periwinkle, Giannis, Mason. Thank you for all your answers, taking the time to do that for me. I appreciate it. Again, this is a Lady Jig with a completed episode of A Love Exchange. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace.